Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. Thank you for waking up with us this early Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We are brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Combined Insurance and Agent Jerry Anderson, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. And let me introduce the Sunday morning team to you, evangelist, prophetess, and minister Christy Laster Andrews, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And good morning to our listening audience.
And our political analyst, community advocate, and podcaster, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Christy Laster. Good morning, Detroit.
And you mentioned Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Christy. She is away, but we got to mention our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, also podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And we know she's most likely listening to the program right now. Let me tell you guys, we got a busy hour to go because, you know, Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 30 minutes. But I just wanted to let you know that we are going to be talking with Chaplain Stephen Cathy Sr. this morning. We're also going to have the poet Brother D on with us this morning, too. So they'll be with us in a few minutes. But what I do want to say is we've got On the Verge artist Ryan Whatley coming up on February 17th. Henrietta, we talked about the hot seat. I didn't have time to get it together for this morning, but coming up in the hot seat, I think we're going to put Senators Mike Lee from Utah, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, and Mike Lindell is going in the hot seat again, the owner of MyPillow. That's on an upcoming show, but it will be sometime in within the next 30 days because they deserve to be there, as you know. So we are going to make sure and get those guys on the hot seat. But you know, we need somebody in the front row. And in the front row coming up, and we don't have time today, but Amanda Gordon, the U.S. Poet Laureate. Oh, my God. Yeah. She stole the show at the inauguration.
She did an amazing job.
Yes, yes. So we're going to be we got some interesting things coming up. All right, before we let me keep it moving because we got news and weather coming up this morning, and then I want to talk and hear some New Year greetings and blessings from Chaplain Cathy coming up in a few minutes, and then the poet Brother D. So I just want to keep it moving. Today's program is brought to you in part by Optimal IT Solutions. If your laptop, desktop, or your tablet, it needs to be repaired, call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. Heaven Sent Home Support Services for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, errands, and much more. And let me tell you, here are the signs of someone that may need care from Heaven Sent. If your senior or loved one is in a cluttered home, inadequate personal hygiene, personal driving problems, extreme weight loss, confusion or loneliness, frequent falls, a withdrawal from family and friends. Those are some signs that you might need to have personal care for that individual. Here's the number for Heaven Sent, 248-262-7111. Yes. Also, my thanks to the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Not only is he an expert in wills, probate, and personal injury, but also if you are facing civil litigation, if you have need work on estates, creation of wills, power of attorneys, and trust, this is your attorney. So if you need an attorney, call the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, because he'll fight for you, 248-567-9990. 248-567-9990. If your company would like to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights, call me tomorrow at 248-516-8300. It's affordable, it's effective, and let me tell you, Missionary and I will love you for it, for supporting the programs. So if your company would like to be join the list of companies that support our programs, the number is 248-516-8300. All right, when we come back, news and the latest weather right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
In the news this morning, the U.S. Senate has confirmed the first black defense secretary, retired four-star Army General Lloyd Austin. The vote was overwhelmingly in favor of this historic appointment. Only two senators voted no, Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Josh Hawley of Missouri. Mike Lindell, founder, spokesperson, and CEO of MyPillow, says a backlash against his company has begun after he began claiming election fraud on November 3rd. Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, and other retailers have pulled MyPillow products off the shelves. Amazon and Costco so far continue to sell MyPillow products. Mike Lindell was placed in the hot seat here that we feature on the program last year. He's poured millions of dollars into the Trump campaign and stopped the steel protest around the country. The $1 billion Mega Millions winning ticket was purchased at Kroger in Novi, Michigan. I'm sure more people now shop at the Grand River Beck store. I try to keep the news straight news without commentary, but I did drive right by there on Thursday evening, and I am so regretting not stopping and buying a ticket. According to Click on Detroit and NFL.com, famous Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, known for his sideways pinpoint passes, wants to leave Detroit. according to NFL.com, Stafford requested that he be traded amid a major front office restructuring currently happening with the new coach, Dan Campbell, taking over. All right, Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivy, you want anything to add to the news?
I just want to speak a little bit about the inauguration fashion. I mean, it was absolutely pearls, purple, and mittens.
Wasn't it? Oh, and flowing coats, overcoats.
And,
overcoats stole the show.
It was, you know, yes. these ladies wore the fashion industry into frenzy. It was just absolutely royal beauty. We had the purple pearls. We had Michelle Obama come through with that plum suit. Man, if you didn't catch the entrance when she walked down that hall, she gave it everything. And I just wanted to mention that because that is the talk of the town amongst the ladies in my group. It's like, how can we find those designs and get more of our back? They did an amazing job dressing these women for this inauguration. The inauguration itself was amazing. Mike Pence showed pure strength by showing up and doing his due diligence by, you know, leaving the administration in the proper way. I just want to give a shout out to that. And it was just, you know, just an all around. It was beautiful. It was nothing stopped it. But I did hear on the wire that Trump actually told all the staff to leave. So the new administration couldn't get into the White House for like over an hour. Who does that? Who does that?
Well
we
know who does. Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Well, thanks for adding that in there. Evangelist Christie.
Thank you, Henrietta, and good morning to you. I'm so happy to hear your voice this morning. Miss having you here with us.
Yeah.
Glad to have you.
This morning,
the commentary on the apparel of our beautiful women here that represented us very, very well. I'm so happy and excited about that we had positive information to post all throughout social media, and it is still going. The memes are still going. So I'm so happy.
Oh, that's right. Bernie Sanders, too. He got his little mittens in there.
He's been getting around.
He did his little fashion thing, too.
Yes.
He has absolutely been getting around. But just so very proud of how women of color represented us during the inauguration. And just want to keep at the forefront of your mind, yes, change is coming. Yes, we have a new president. Yes, we have a new vice president. And we still have to continue to pray. And, Michael, I'll probably say this every single Sunday. Change is here, but just keep at the forefront of your mind that there are still things that will come that will be on the agenda for us to consider. So please, please, please just continue to pray for our leadership, because we have a whole segment of people that have hatred in their heart towards our new leadership. So we just want to continue to pray and continue to uphold them as they begin to run this great country.
Great. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Henrietta, what's the weather like this morning? I hear some rumblings of something happening Monday and Tuesday.
We definitely have some snow showers coming in with a high of 29 degrees today. Monday, we have a high of 32 degrees. Tuesday, we have some snow showers, like you stated, Michael, coming in with a high of 32 degrees as well. And on Wednesday, we have a high of 29 degrees with clouds.
And I hear, Henrietta, that we're looking anywhere from 4 to 6 inches by the time we wake up on Tuesday morning.
Well, you know, they've been screaming this for a minute, so I'm kind of like, well, we'll see. but it is what the radar is saying, that we will be having this snow coming in.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Okay, thanks, guys. We're going to go right to our live lines. Let me just open up a line, and a line number 2854. We're going to go right to you. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Good morning, caller. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good.
Good
Thank
morning.
You for calling. Thank you
Good
for
morning.
Calling the Michael Van Tool Show. Go right ahead. What's on your mind this morning?
This is Missionary Lillian Stanfield.
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, great. Good to hear. You know, we do go to our live lines every now and then, and Happy New Year to you. Miss seeing you. Thank you. Missionary Humphrey's going
to
be
your family.
Great. Missionary Humphrey is joining us in about 15 minutes, but we get started early, but she'll be here in 15 minutes. But I'm glad we went to it and to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm glad that I was able to get through. I was just calling because I heard about Missionary Brother, and I wanted to shout out to her, let her know that we are praying for her, and we love her, and we're going to keep her lifted up.
Yes, well, Missionary Stanfield, stay on the line, and you will be talking to her in 15 minutes. She's already up, and she was listening to the 7:30 show already. We ran a replay of Sheriff Benny Napoleon's interview we did back in November. So hang on there. She'll be on in just a few minutes.
Okay, then.
God bless you. Okay.
You too, though.
All right. Okay. Minister Chaplain Stephen Caffey Sr., good morning, sir. Thank you for, you know, you called in last week and surprised us with a song. Thank you so much, sir, for calling in this morning.
Oh, bless you. Man, listen, I thank God for another Sunday. Amen. To be able to hear your voice, to hear your partners and your constituents.
Yes.
Those who God has chose to continue to do his will. Have I got a witness? I am just excited in the Lord. I know the missionary will be on here briefly, but I must say now that my condolences go out to her, she's the last of the nine.
Nine in her family.
And Martin Luther King said it best, man, longevity has its place. And I thank God.
You sound just like him just now there when you said it.
Watch it there. I've been to the mountaintop.
All right. Well, you know the word.
And I've seen the promised land. But I want to just tell y'all, thank God for you. Shout out to the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Amen. Shout out to my pastor, Pastor Gayton, here on Van Dyke and Harper. But what I want to do is I want to get you to my brother, if I can, to allow him to bless you with some
absolutely
words.
And Chaplain, we also want you to hang on there to be able to say something to Missionary Humphrey when she gets on the line, too, in about 15 minutes. But, yes, let's hear from Brother D. Yes, sir.
Harris Brother D is his name.
Good morning to all.
Good morning,
first,
Brother D.
Good
morning.
First off, let me start out by saying that lend me your heart as well as your ears. You understand what I'm saying? I need both of them to get where we're all trying to go. You hear me? The Lord has blessed us this morning. And he's saying to us, you know, be the best that we can be. But I wrote a little something here for you. You know, I don't want to take up a lot of time. I just want to try to touch your heart. So I need you to listen to me. Concentrate 1 minute here. This is called the mystery. It's the divinity within you, is which that's giving you life anytime your heart calls, at any hour, day or night. Growing toward awareness, receiving inner sight, and willing that is his will with all your strength and might. And then you know the truth that you thought but you never knew, that when you enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven enters you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us, Brother D. We appreciate that. And please, let's do this on a regular basis. We'd like to hear some of your words on a regular basis. So, you know, save the number and call back again. We want to hear more.
Absolutely. We'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right.
All right.
Chaplain.
I'm going to get out the way.
No, wait. Before you go, no. That you're not going to get off that easy.
You see me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me, sis? I was trying to get out of there. You hear me?
No.
Listen. Lord, you know You've been so good. Lord, Lord, you know you've been so good. You watch over me, Lord, all night long. Yes, you did. Lord, you know you've been so good. Oh, God bless your spirit, man.
Well, God bless you, Chaplain. It's really good to hear you. And I, just like I said to Brother D, I would love for you to call in on a regular basis to bless us with some words of encouragement. And before you leave this morning, I just wanted, you know, we dedicated this morning on the Praise Network, and I saw you were, I got your note here that you were listening, and let me tell you something, Chaplain, I was fighting back tears as I was listening to the interview, and when the great Tony Booker came on with her Love Our Children song at the end, my tears just started falling. And it was so real to me. And what a great leader we lost in Sheriff Benny Napoleon. Yeah. And I know you are a chaplain for frontline responders. And you know how important the work is of a frontline person, responders like that. Chaplain, say something to the families that have been suffering in some way. Some have lost family members to this disease.
Yeah.
Some have went into financial ruin as a result of this, and others have suffered mentally.
Yeah,
this is putting a strain on families. Pray for our families, Chaplain.
Yeah. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for what you did back in the 18th century when this thing, or the 13th, when the Spanish flu came along. I want to thank you for what you did there. I want to thank you for what you did when the West Nile virus hit. I want to thank you for what you did when E. coli hit. I want to thank you for what you did every time the devil sent a plague or a curse or anything that he felt that could destroy us. I want to thank you, Father God, because your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. Because I know that in your word you said, weeping man doeth for a night, but joy cometh in the moment. It's going to be some weeping time. But in order to get to something, you got to go through something. And I want to thank you, Father God, for your word said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I know that you're walking us through this thing.
Yeah.
I thank you, Father God, that your word said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in you, than he that is of this world. I want to thank you because I know that it's that greater that got the children of Israel through the wilderness.
That's right.
It was that greater that got Jonah out the belly of the whale. I want to just thank you, Lord. It was the greater that got the lions shut down in the lion's den with Daniel. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you because it was greater that shut down the fire in the fiery furnace for the three Hebrew boys. I want to thank you for that greater that's in me. Thank you, Father God, for what, not what is happening, but for what you're doing while it's going on.
That's right.
Because you are greater.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Amen.
Not for what is happening, but what you are doing, Father God, while this thing is going on.
That's
the Bible
says
that death holds no sorrow, that God won't heal. He can't heal or any of that. God got us. Everybody has a reservation in someone's cemetery without the privilege of a cancellation. But I thank God that after here, there is there, and there is with God. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
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 Somebody say amen like you need it. Somebody say amen like you're saved. Somebody say amen like you love the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Chaplain, thank you so much. Hold on the line there. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes. We want you to be able to say something to her, so just hang on the line.
God bless you.
Thank you so
much,
Chaplain. Thank you. God bless you. And thank you, Brother D, too. Just hang on the line there. All right.
I sure will.
Yes. Okay. Sunday morning team, I tell you, you see why I was trying to speed stuff up at the beginning? See how fast this time went?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is something, but we just thank God. Henrietta, what you got going on? Because I read something about some of your topics coming up on your podcast, so I just want you to update us on that.
Yes, Michael, I am doing tonight. Yesterday we were unable to launch on air due to some technical difficulties with the system with Blog Talk Radio. But nevertheless, we're going to re-air yesterday's show tonight. And tonight's show we'll be talking about the inauguration and all the wonderful things that happened during the inauguration. It's an open community forum. Reverend Kathy, I would love for you to join in for that tonight as well. This weekend coming up, we're doing marriage and relationships on the next podcast. And so I'm going to gather, couples and people who.
Now, Henrietta, you're not going there, are you?
I'm going to. I had a couple reach out to me, and they really thought that that would be a great topic. I did a survey on topics, and that was the number one topic to talk relationships in the Black community. So I definitely will be doing that this weekend coming up.
Remind us about that. That's going to be a hot topic. It always is.
Yes.
All right, community highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphreys coming up in a minute. We'll be right back, and the next voice you hear is going to be Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Community Affairs Program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Offices of Pascal, Tashman & Walker and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. And now a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Florida to Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political and religious dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy is kind is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because he has mercy upon all of us. In times like these, on this great day, this is the missionary telling the world that I'm still on the Lord's side, saved and I'm sanctified. No matter what's going on, God is on my side. Good morning, staff. God bless you.
Good morning. Speaking of staff, the team is here. Henrietta Ivy, our political analyst, is on the line. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It is always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And from Greater Pentecostal on Detroit's east side, prophetess, minister, songstress, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning to missionary. Good morning to hear your pleasure to hear your voice this morning. So happy to be on the line with you.
God bless you. God
missionary.
Bless you, too. I feel real good. And I thank you for this today, because this week, my brother, it was nine of us. My brother went home to be with the Lord in Arkansas, and they're burying him today. But it's a great thing when you know God and know he'll take care of things. So many things that happened. And I just thank God for all of you. I ask you for your prayers, because God is with me. And I'm praying that God would be all of those that are traveling. And just think of so many people have gone to come no more. The only way this is going to stop, we got to go back to God. All the trials and trouble I may go through, I trust God, no matter, and he'll bring you out. So this is what we got to tell our people today. There is help if you just know. Some people don't know how to get help, don't know how to do this and that. If you just pray a simple prayer, ask the Lord to help you. Matter of fact, God is with us all the time. He with you today. So is the devil. The Lord is with the spirit. God bless you. I feel kind of good down in my sanctified soul.
Well, let me tell you, missionary, you're going to feel better in a few minutes, because our hotlines have lit up, and we've got a number of people that are just waiting to talk to you. So the line, it looks like a Christmas tree on this a computer panel here, because the lines have lit up and we're going to go to them. But missionary, excuse me, I just wanted to, did you get a chance to listen to the replay this morning on the Praise Network of the interview with the late Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon?
Ooh, I thought that was so wonderful. That was just,
I was listening and I was tearing up through the, but when I heard Tony Booker's song come on at the end, it was like tears rolling down my face. It was so powerful to hear him and the conversation and the good times and the laughing and the talking. and to know that that was his last interview. So, but it was good to hear that, those good times, the conversation this morning. Yes, absolutely. All right, missionary, let's go to our live lines. And first, let's go to missionary Lillian Stanfield. Good morning, Sister Stanfield.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Missionary is right here on the line.
God bless you.
Hello, missionary.
God bless you, honey. God bless you.
God bless you. I just want to call and encourage you. I heard about your brother, and I wanted to call you and let you know that we're with you, we're praying for you and your family, and we're keeping you lifted up because we know that you know who's in charge. So we just want you to know from our church, Living the Word Ministry, that we love you, we're praying for you, and we're going to keep you lifted, keep you going on, you know, because you've made 92. And you're still going on with the Lord. And we thank God for that.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling, honey. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Sister Lillian Stanfield,
I love you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. It's good to hear your voice this morning. And Happy New Year to you. And it's good to hear you again after so long. And I know we've known each other a long time. But God bless you
today.
Long
time. Yes.
Yeah.
God bless
you. All right. Okay, so, all right, we're going to go to another call right now, and this is Chaplain Stephen Caffey, Sr. Good morning, Chaplain. Missionary Hattie Humphrey is right here.
God bless you, my dear.
Lord, God bless you. God bless you, missionary. First thing I want to say is my deepest and sincerest condolences to you. From my family, as well as the New Galilee Holy Spiritual Church and the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. My condolences to you on the loss of your brother.
Thank you, baby.
I have not seen you since we were at Jordan Missionary Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And I tell you, or we was at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, but I tell you, I miss you dearly. I thank God for what he's doing in your life because he's keeping you in a position. He's keeping you in a position where everyone that hear about you know what they ought to be doing because you are the epitome. You are the example of what one should be doing. And I tell you just, hold on.
Thank you.
Just a little while longer.
Thank you.
You know, and God gonna make everything all right. You know it.
All right.
Yes.
Let's
Chaplain, what's the organization that you're with again? I just want to make a note of that.
The International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. That's Chief Dan Tackett.
Great. Well, thank you. Yes. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being a frontline minister to people, first responders, and the people. There's a lot of people, and you know, Chaplain, what goes on when the police and fire appear at a scene. There's not just the police and fire, but there's the victims, and whether it's a fire where somebody's burnt out of their whole place, there's you need a chaplain there.
Yes.
That if there's any place you need a chaplain, it's right there. There's so much going on.
That's right.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Chaplain.
You're welcome. Right. God bless you all.
Bless you, baby.
Bless you.
Great. And so we're going to continue, missionary, to go to our live lines, and I'm just let me just try to work the boards here, and go to another caller. Good morning, Mr. Burkhart. Thank you so much, our Sunday morning team member at large. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Community Highlights team. I know we have a busy show, so I just have two quick things to say.
Good morning.
First, I want to express my deepest condolences to Missionary Humphrey and her family across the country. Missionary and Lewis always stayed connected, and what I've heard has been nice recently is Lewis could listen to Missionary and this show on the internet. So
that was a
nice thing that was able to happen here. So we're all grateful for that. And I also want to acknowledge again the amazing young woman, Amanda Gordon, who read her poem at the president's inauguration.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a beautiful poem of inspiration, hope, and light. I believe the light she refers to is the Holy Spirit. Quote Miss Gordon's words from the ending of the poem, "The Hill We Climb." "For there is always light if we only are brave enough to see it, if we are only brave enough to be it." God bless us all. Those are just words that we can all hope for.
Yes. Greg Burkhart, thank you for those kind words. She kind of stole the show, that poet. She looked, she's 22, but she sure did look like she was like 17 or 18, didn't she? But she packed some powerful words there.
And she came, you know, she has amazing backstory of overcoming a stutter. And it gives you hope for the future that we have such bright, compassionate young people.
Right, right.
Yes. Well, Greg Burkhart, thank you for adding to today's program. We really appreciate you, and you always have something profound to say. Thanks for being a member of the Sunday Morning Team. We appreciate you, sir.
Yep, we love you all.
Thank you. All right. So, Missionary, what has been on your mind this week as we go through all these changes that we're seeing? With this country, with our families.
Well, on my mind, I've been thanking God first how He had brought me down through the years, and He kept me, and I'm in love with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I thank Him because I'm the ninth child, the last one left. I've always had an apartment with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tried to live the life, and I love people. And today, I'm asking America to go back, them that don't know how. God can do anything, but He wanted your attention, so He got the world attention. That's what have happened in this here, what we see going on. My prayers is, and I pray every day and get up at night and pray, that the Lord touch and heal. And He will. Do y'all believe that He's still in charge?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen.
All right.
Yes, we do. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear from our Sunday Morning Team. Henrietta Ivy, you got the floor.
Well, I just want to say my deepest condolences to you, Missionary, on the loss of your brother. I'm praying for you. I know you're a strong, amazing spiritual woman, and I know you know God better than most people, if not all people. And I know that you know that he was a good brother, and you are the last of the fighting nine, and I just want to send my condolences to you and your family. And to also say that, you know, it feels good sitting in with you guys this morning. It's been a while. I've been in the background creating some things on the other end, but I feel with you guys, as I told you before, Missionary, anytime you guys need me, I'm here for you, and I am just happy to be sitting in with my video family again this morning.
So you got a little busy, Henrietta, I see. Over the past few months.
Well, you know, creativity requires much time.
Yeah, and so, you know, you'll still be covering for, like, Kimberly Batchelor Davis is off on vacation today, and you'll be covering vacations, and then, you, of course, you'll be still including your perceptions, your views and comments on politics, national and international. So we're glad that you're part of the teams, and it is good. Christy is right. It's good to hear you on this morning back home with your
Radio family.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you too.
God bless you, baby. God bless you.
Evangelist you. Christy Laster.
Yes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just want to again express our sincere condolences to Missionary Hetty Humphrey and Bishop Charles M. Laster Sr. Also sends his regards and his love to you, Missionary, this morning and the loss of your brother. I just want to encourage everybody that there is hope. We talked about it this week, Michael Van Tool, how we prayed for a different president, for new leadership. But not only did we pray about it, but we got up and we did something about it. So
yes,
when we go to God in prayer, we have faith to believe that he will do what
yeah.
we are asking him to do. But there's action that goes behind that, because faith without works is dead.
All right,
so
now,
I just want to encourage you all in all of the changes and all of the positive things that you want to see accomplished in your life, go to God in prayer and have faith, but then get up and act upon what you believe he's going to do in your life and watch it come to pass.
To come to pass.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good to hear that, and it's good to hear these reassuring messages. I'm really enjoying the input from everybody this morning, Missionary, and from the phone calls that we had coming in this morning. It's good to hear all these different voices, and we do want to mention all of you, not just those of you who are calling in on the line, and there's others that are on the line here too that I see, but we're also looking at those who go online to listen to the program too. So we appreciate all of you. We know there's more people that are listening online than we know. We don't know that number. We can't see them, but we know that you all are there because we hear about it. Yes, and we see the statistics, on the dashboard here. But there are a lot of people that are listening online and on the phone, and then people listen throughout the week too to the show, because we'll run the show all week until next Sunday morning. But Missionary, it's been a really interesting year already. We're 24 days into this new year already, and things are moving at a rapid pace. The second impeachment starts on the 9th, and I hope that as a result of this, that there is no chance. I hope the Senate does convict him, and I hope that it removes the opportunity for him to run again in 2024, because we do not need this divisiveness ever again in the White
House.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Yes. So we also want to just say something about Judge Miss Penny Millender.
Yes.
Her services, I believe, are today and tomorrow, some of the memorial services. And she was a good friend to you, Missionary, and she was a good friend to Community Highlights. And I don't know how many times she was chair of the birthday committee.
That's right. Many times. She started off with us. She was just a fine person. So many of them, I think it was said, Martha Jean, the queen, many years ago, said, Hattabee, how do you get these churches to follow you? And now that I think about it and look across in my office here with all these churches, including George Matthew, and all of them, George Matthew started with me on my broadcast many years when I paid $75 for it.
Well, it's more than $75 now.
It's just beautiful. And I do thank God for you all that's with me now, as I'm growing a little tired, but I still feel strong. And I'm still blessing the people that sent out condoling about my brother, who will be buried today in Arkansas, I think about more 1:30 that time. So it's amazing how you can see things now. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to be here. But I love God. I'm not just talking to him. When I couldn't get no boyfriend, I thought I fell in love with Jesus. A lot of y'all out there and listen to us, women, if you're heartbroken in love, get acquainted with the Lord. He won't mess you mm-hmm. up. He won't trick you. He'll love you. He love you. Now, he went to the Calvary cross for you. If you were lonely and sad today, go to Christ Jesus. He loves you.
Amen.
That helps a lot of these people that's out there alone and don't know what to do. Am I right?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct.
Yes, ma'am.
100%. Yes, ma'am.
Especially over this past year, because a lot of people have not been able to go anywhere, and there's a lot of people at home, and that's why I asked Chaplain to pray earlier about families and about those impacted by this pandemic, because there's a lot of loneliness now.
Yeah.
People are without jobs and things like that. But Missionary, you mentioned something just now. I just wanted to backtrack. You talked about some of the history of this program. And I don't know if Henrietta Ivey or Christy Lasker knows how many other people have been in the spot that they have been in. And I'm talking about, you've had co-hosts, bishops and pastors, elected officials. You had
the governor. All the government that that's been on the program. And they started because there was a time many years ago, you couldn't go into church and unless you had a representative, Reverend Franklin thing. You just couldn't go in nobody's church, no Baptist church. They didn't allow that. So I'm really the cause of a lot of people that I would get up and say something, then the pastor would let whoever, like George Pennant or George Coleman, say something back in there. George Grindholm, back in all those days, we started.
So you had to represent them. They couldn't just come in and say anything. They had to come through somebody like you first before they were even able to speak to the congregation.
Yeah, and I think history was recorded. I think I was the only one was brave enough to go in there and do that in those days. Because I was young, good looking, and all that Holy Ghost being.
Had I forgot the name of the police. One of the police chiefs. He was he also was a host on your show at one time. Kay Everett, city council member.
Don't forget.
She was a co-host. You've had bishops as co-hosts. You had a lot of well-known elected officials that have come through this point, and I just want Henrietta and Christy to know that this is a spot that has seen some very powerful people show with Missionary over the years, and you are in that line of succession. That's what I want to say.
And the first clerk that we had here, who was James Bradley.
James Bradley, the city clerk, yeah.
First clerk. Then they have Coleman on. Then Coleman kind of funny about the church. It's a long story. it's history, really.
Yeah.
At 90-some years old, I'm still able to remember and carry on. Thank God I'm still can drive. But the reason for that is people like y'all that helped me on my way. God bless you. But I am asking everybody to listen to me. Don't worry. If you worry, why pray? If you pray, why worry? You don't have to know no fancy prayer. Just say, have mercy. God will take care of you. Am I right, too?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a good thing to say, because a lot of people feel like intimidated when they have to pray. When they have to go to God for something, And missionary, you're right. You don't have to say all these elaborate prayers, and you know how you go places sometimes, and I don't know what they just prayed about, but they use so many big words. Mm-hmm. Just tell God. Right. You say God ain't listening to me, huh?
Right. We have to get a dictionary to understand some of those words while you're praying.
Yeah. I think that you have to be sincere from the heart when you're praying to God. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It has to be from the heart and sincere. And I feel that's what God pay attention to. Because me, as you know, I was to be a praying woman, but I just pray. I just tell God, whatever I ask for, I tell him direct. Look, God, I pray for help, or I pray over my community. I pray over my family. I just say the most simplest words in my prayer, and that's what I'm praying for.
And he knows your heart.
You're right.
It
goes from my heart. Yep.
Yeah.
So you're right.
He knows your heart.
Keep it true and keep it honest. I 100% with you, missionary. I do.
And just talk to him and tell him how you feel. And missionary, you said sometimes you get upset and you tell God, get this away from me.
That's right. I get even as I live, I get upset with the Lord, and you know, and just tell him.
Yeah.
Me and God have a thing going on all of my life, but I recognize and respect him, and he must be something that I'm still here. At 9.
Yeah. At 92, yes. Going on 93.
God,
but
wow.
God, he wants to see how serious you are about something too. He wants to see how badly you want something. And it may seem like he's not listening, but he is. He's just waiting to see how sincere you are and how bad you want something. And sometimes you just got to be honest and tell him. And then, you know, I know we just got less than 3 minutes here, but God also wants you to be sure of yourself and and take the step and to have faith and to believe.
Absolutely.
And that's another big part of it, too. I know we just get started here at the very end, but I know we're helping somebody this morning. Missionary, you want to say some closing remarks, because we only got 2 minutes left.
I just wanted to say the Lord bless each and every one. And we're praying for these president and asking God to have mercy upon our country and all of us that are here. Be sincere. God love you. And he still is on your side. He's still watching out for you. God bless all of you. God will keep you. And in my spirit mind, I am overcomer. Now in my physical body, I am an overcomer. In all of my I'm an overcomer. I shall prosper. The Lord, thank you for being my servant. God bless
you. Amen.
God
bless you. God bless you, missionary. We love you. And thank you, Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor, Henrietta Ivy, and Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Have a great Sunday today.
Thank you.
Have
an amazing Sunday.
Have a great Sunday, Detroit.
Living.